Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week. It's Friday here on Political Coffee. And of course, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, yes, that's me, fifth-generation Oregon farmer, former state representative, and yes, a current political activist, Jeff Kropp. I give you the creative and the expressive opportunity to talk today on Fridays about whatever you want to talk about politically. You got something on your chest and you want to get it off? This is your day. And you know how easy it is. I mean, it really is. You just pick up the phone and you dial 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can just send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, well. Breaking news. Just got this. The judge in the Fannie Willis case says, yep, she can stay on the job. It's okay. You know, the judge that gave her money for her campaign. Yep. She can stay on the case. She's all right. Hey, did you know there are some new ideas here in Oregon about how to steal your kicker? Your $900 kicker? Now, it's too late for that to happen today, but it may happen in the future. And guess who is bringing the idea forward? Might be a little surprised. Also, there's about $4 billion of the $5.4 billion in kicker return money. This is kicker refund money. Remember, in Oregon, we have in our Constitution, and again, as highly critical as I am of Tim Knope, and I am, having served with him, having watched him and observed his leadership, or lack of, I give him great credit because it was his idea when we served together in the House of Representatives, to put it forward to the people of Oregon to change Oregon's Constitution, to put the kicker refund concept into our Constitution. Now, the legislature can suspend it. There's a way. And the people voted to take the corporate kicker, put it into education. So, $4 billion of the $5.4 billion in kicker refund, which is a tax credit, folks, have still yet to be claimed. So, folks, if you haven't filed your taxes yet, if you do it and you paid taxes last year, guess what? You get a kicker. And the average is $900. For a family of two that are working, the average is almost $2,000. Ooh. There's lots more to talk about, but it's Freedom Friday. That means you talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. So let's get to the phones. We'll start with Kathy, then we'll move on to Ronnie. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. So this is an international comment.
Okay.
I've been seeing on Twitter all of these starving children in Gaza, blah, blah, blah. I mean, not blah, blah, blah. I hate to see it, but if King Abdullah would open his border, he came over here and shook his finger at us. And if he would open his border, we wouldn't have this conversation because those people are in a bottleneck and he could help them. So I'm so sick of the hypocrisy, it's ridiculous.
Well, considering that we give Jordan which King Abdullah is the king of, we give them hundreds of millions of dollars a year as America alone. And other countries give them money.
Yes.
They are a poor country that is sustained by other people's donations. They don't have oil. They don't have any, you know, natural resources that can be mined, or, you know, for the fantasy of lithium batteries, right? For EVs everywhere across the world.
Right.
Well, they don't have any of that stuff. And they do have Palestinian refugee camps that they've had for years and years and years. But they don't want any more of them. They don't want Palestinians. Nope. So the fear is this, and this is what I think you're alluding to. Abdullah's over here shaking his finger at us. We need to open our borders. Really? We just, you know, we had 10 million people come across the southern border alone. But now Joe Biden's building this temporary fear or a pier. The U.S. government is off the coast of Gaza. It's not on the coast of Gaza, or it's not on the land of Gaza. It's going to be where aid ships can come and then distribute to local vessels aid to get into. Here's the fear, is that that's going to go two ways. That we're going to start receiving Palestinians from Gaza.
What?
Yes. That's being talked about. Did you know that? Yes.
No, I did not.
So the word came yesterday. I mean, this is, Kathy, on top of 10 million illegal and alien invaders have come across our southern border that need to be deported, every one of them. It comes on top of that. Now we get the news that Haiti, which has descended into absolute chaos once again.
Yeah.
That there is a large flotilla of boats off the coast of Florida that are coming in to land. These are sailboats because they've got no money for fuel. So these are not motorboats. These are sailboats. They're very slowly making their way with thousands and thousands of Haitian refugees. Governor Ron DeSantis is pulling a Governor Greg Abbott. What Abbott has done in putting the National Guard on the borders, DeSantis is deploying all of the state's resources at various state agencies to repel these people. Because the question remains, what is the Coast Guard? What is Biden going to order the Coast Guard to do? To just bring him into the country like they're doing with the Border Patrol on the Texas border? Or are they going to take him to a place I have been, Guantanamo Bay? Because, folks, you may not know, there's a giant refugee processing center on Guantanamo Bay. I've seen it. I've walked in it. Now, word came late yesterday, Kathy, that the Biden administration plans to intercept all of these Haitians and put them in Guantanamo Bay, not in the prison, but in this refugee processing center. Does that give you any comfort or confidence that Biden isn't going to find a way to bring him into the country along with the Palestinians?
I think he probably wants to bus him to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Kathy.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that I'm tired of hearing about how horrible Israel is to Palestinians.
Well, in that regard, there's an Oregon Catalyst story today that in Portland Public Schools, there are students that are planning a surprise walkout today, on Friday, to support Hamas and protest Israel. No kidding.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Folks, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Yes, believe it or not, there is a former Republican, Ronnie, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second here. The former Republican who has ran twice for Oregon State Treasurer, Jeff Goodman, this guy I know, he's a friend, former Lake Oswego City Councilor. And he told me a few months ago he was going to have to, he thought the only way for him to actually win the treasurer's office was to change parties and run as a Democrat. But what he didn't tell me is he is proposing, well, he wrote an article reconsidering Oregon's kicker law. And he quotes the far-left radical Marxist Oregon Center for Public Policy, run by Chuck Sheketoff, who not only hates the kicker, has advocated for the abolishment of it and distributing the same money. Now, Jeff Goodman, who's a Democrat running for treasurer, wants to take the kicker refund. He supports OCPP, their push for reform for the kicker law. The group is going to present suggestions to lawmakers, including changing the revenue forecast to prevent the kicker. Well, that's good. So they would lie to us. Or distributing the same amount of money to all the taxpayers in the kicker, or reinvesting the kicker. In other words, taking it and throwing money at, guess what? Housing and healthcare. What do you think of that idea? What do you think about it coming from a former Republican now running as a Democrat? What do you think about that? Is just a ploy to win election? Or just a bad idea altogether? Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Oh, I'm down here in, near Coos Bay.
Are you?
I'm going to be down there for Friday because I got to do a rope thing in Jefferson Saturday for ACTRA.
What? Why are you there for Friday, huh?
Well, I decide I want to see all the hyenas, that rhinos, and there's going to be a vote for the National Committee man and the National Committee woman. And I want to see if I can talk to people and point out the facts. Let's start with the facts with the current one. An hour and 12 minutes in Marion County before the recall attempt this summer. And he's talked about being a child. But yet, and it's evidence. You go on Marion County Leader, ask him. And I asked a question, and it was, have you supported, submitted testimony, or testified on House Bill 2002, the Gender Mutilation Undermining Parental Rights Bill? I got this answer. Nope. A person that can't support, if you're a National Committee man, and he also allegedly, because I have to verify, on the Rules Committee that took out Doug Burgum and Larry Elder from debating in this last presidential debates, where they didn't debate once, based on money, based on how many hit whatever. Excuse me, the Republican Party was founded, ladies and gentlemen, on the Jeffersonian principles that everybody has the right to speak, by Amos Tuck, John Hale, the first abolitionist out of New Hampshire, both of New Hampshire, and Abraham Lincoln. And the facts is this. If we got an Eskimo man who's been around for 22 years, what has he done to help Oregon? Why won't he, a person that came from a country, why won't he address those same issues by even participating? I know that the current new Mr. Watley in North Carolina addressed some issues in his state, and he was a National Committee man or chairman. Why? And I know that Colonel Allen West in Texas, when he was a chairman, and below that, in the state leadership of Texas, he addressed local issues dealing with our children. Why are we forsaking our children at a time that the devil and the communists and the leftists want to undermine, so we get these little kids like we got now protesting instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And the
Thank
last
you,
thing
Ronnie.
I will say
20, gotta is go to break.
They need to vote for...
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is the end of the week. It's Fridays. You're on Political Coffee. Yes, that's the name of this show. You can call today on Fridays. Talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. Got to be political. Now, for the most part, you know, Gary always calls and it always ends up being a little bit about beavers and ducks because I'm a beaver. He's a duck. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from Tim about Well, the session roundup. It's the Oregon Firearms Federation. And it's something pretty interesting that I want to read to you, and I'll get to that in a moment. Friends, go to MyPillow.com if you want to support your freedom. Because when you buy these great American-made products that I use, that I've been using for a long time, many years actually, when you buy them at these deep discounts using our promo code PC23, you not only support this employee-owned company, but you support Mike Lindell's profits that he gets out of his ownership in the company, which he puts virtually all of it into fighting for free and fair elections. As you know, I'm getting ready to move. I should be pretty much fully moved into my new home this weekend that I'm blessed, truly blessed, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, to be able to do. I'm blessed. I'm buying a lot of their products because I believe in the products. I use them every day. I sleep on the Giza Dreams sheets. I sleep on the MyPillow 2.0s. I have the body pillow, which helps me sleep better on my side. The towels that I rave about, the slippers. I mean, I just go on and on. They make your life better, all of these products. And Mike Lindell fights for free and fair elections. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code PC23, and there's free shipping for any orders over $75. PC23. So, Oregon Firearms Federation has a session roundup. Senate Bill 1503. And they say, well, they start off saying this. The 2024 legislative session is over, and the best way we can say it is, it could have been worse. That sounds a lot like what many Republicans tell us when we question their actions. Well, the Democrats are worse. Of course, no session would be complete without the passage of at least one more bill attacking your gun rights. It's 1503, Senate Bill 1503. As we told you then, earlier, they had a post on it. Republican Senators Hansel and Anderson joined the attack on your rights. Now, a new and endless stream of your money will be shoveled over to the anti-gun extremists at the Oregon Department of Justice to prepare reports that will say, we must ban guns. Take that to the bank. And then they go on to talk about a raft of emails, like from Republican Senator David Brock Smith, who gushed, thank you to the Governor Kotek, Ways and Means Co-Chairs Steiner and Sanchez, President Wagner, Leader Knope, Leader Lieber, Speaker Rayfield, Leader Helfrich, Leader Fahey, the members of the Legislature's Veterans Congress, and blah, 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 blah. Thank you, U.S. Senators, blah, 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 blah. For what? For the bipartisan manner of how the legislature was conducted. In fact, Dan Rayfield, who's running for attorney general, do you suppose he tried to do this, you know, make it seem, because it's an election year, right? He's running for, he needs to seem that he's bipartisan and he is, you know, fair and even-handed. He even chimed in with this bizarre quote, according to Oregon Firearms Federation, as Speaker Rayfield fostered, as Speaker, Rayfield's fostered a culture of respect and bipartisan collaboration, establishing an open-door policy of over-communication and agreement, and even more so when in disagreement, and Disney-level customer service. I wouldn't be talking about anything having to do with Disney. But I will say this. Let me... Yeah, I know, Ed. I'll try to remind Ronnie and others, you got how much time they have left to talk. So listen to this, folks. The reason Democrats conducted themselves the way they did, because it's all, they're in trouble and they know it. The polls know it. The polls show it. This Measure 110 thing and the rewrite that wasn't a rewrite ain't going to accomplish anything. They did it only as a smoke and mirrors bone to throw to the people who are going to stand up and vote and don't like what's happening in drug abuse and homelessness and crime. Folks, if there hadn't, they wouldn't even have done that if there had not been an initiative sword hanging over their heads. Let's go to Anna, who's on the line. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
You got 30 seconds. Go. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. I'm having a fundraiser on the 23rd at the VFW. It's bingo. Bingo.
Bingo with Anna. Mm-hmm. Anna's running for county clerk. What time?
6:30 p.m.
And this is a fundraiser for your campaign.
Yes. Thank you very much.
What's your website, quickly?
AnnaForClerk.us.
AnnaForClerk.us. Anna, Godspeed. Have a lot of fun on the 23rd. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news, like the one I got from Doug, which is headlined, "Can anything good come out of D.C.?" That's a serious question to ask. By the way, the story about the Georgia judge who ruled that Fannie Willis can continue her racketeering case against Trump despite lying in court about her affair. She has to, however, cut off, well, she has to fire her lover, Nathan Wade. That's like splitting the baby. Oh, did you see the story about the Boeing whistleblower who died suspiciously? You know, suicide. Said to his friend before his death, quote, "If anything happens to me, it's not suicide." Remember what I said to you the other day about all of these hedge funds and people that are really rich who have a lot of money and have a lot of money invested in Boeing? This guy blowing the whistle on Boeing, which is just about every day there's a story about a Boeing airplane that has serious issues. They lost a lot of money when this guy came out and blew the whistle on Boeing. Some of those people maybe lost billions. Wonder if, you know, they would have anything to gain by silencing somebody like that. Just saying, folks. Are there conspiracies out there? Yeah, there is. Oh, there's another story here about New York City is spending $387 per day per illegal alien. And that's just on food and housing. And that's just New York City, folks. It's a lot of money. It's millions of dollars per day. They have 64,800 immigrants. Now, they've managed to conserve a little money. They've dropped it by $5. No kidding. It used to be 392. Now it's only 387. Oh, by the way, Mayor Eric Adams, you know, they're a sanctuary city. They're asking the government for $2.3 billion, the federal government. And he's looking to bring down the cost per day to $352 by 2025. You know, we could probably save all that money if we just deported them all, couldn't we? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at KSLM.news. Freedom Heating Air, folks, can keep you warm and toasty because it's kind of cold out there. We still have not finished with winter. We got a little bit of spring-like weather coming, but you know it's going to come back, the cold weather. They'll keep you warm and toasty in your home or your business or your apartment. And you know they have these great discounts for veterans, for senior citizens, and half-price labor for Gold Star families. Great company. Why don't you check them out? FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. FreedomHeatingAndAir, all one word, .net is their website. 503-580-1456 is their phone number. 580-1456. Before I go back to the phones, let me read Doug's Freedom Friday email. The time has come for discussion about the authority to secede and the legality of secession. The authority to secede is always supersedes the authority to be governed by evil. What does DC do for us, really? It offers endless wars, taxation, inflation, and theft. We need to stop funneling our precious resources to DC and insist our state and regional county governments enforce 10th Amendment states' rights. The Founding Fathers made the counties the primary seat of power through the tax infrastructure, but not private property. The bravest thing most people will ever do is mail a ballot or walk into a booth every few years where no one can see them and press a button to say which of two slave masters they'd rather be owned by defies logic. To say, I give my consent for you to be robbed. Yet that is the basis of the cult of democracy, the notion that a majority can give consent on behalf of the minority. We must secede from the DC tyrants and be brave for once. I can't disagree with that in any way. Let's go to the phones. Go to Art. Art, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday, brother?
Freedom Friday. All right. Hey, morning, Jeff. Can't wait for this great weekend that's coming up. Hey, the climate's changing, and I'm loving it.
Spring might be here.
Okay, so, Jeff, this morning, Tina Kotek, our illustrious, lousy governor who doesn't give a dang about us, and the Democratic Party falls right in lockstep with her to make Oregon a lousier place to live. She announced today that the upcoming session is going to be all about transportation. You know what that means, people? They're going to push.
You got it.
That false narrative about climate change and getting rid of cars and all of that garbage. And so I can't wait till June 30th, Jeff, because that's when I get to start my new life, and that's to fight what's going on in our state. Taxes and all the garbage that Tina Kotek and the Democrats have done forever. Why do we have a problem in transportation? Because the Democrats have been in charge and they haven't done anything. And I'm so tired of them communicating a false narrative, and we got to expose the lies, because that's all the Democratic Party does is lie, 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 lie. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some good Democrats who get it, but they fall lockstep because their party, unfortunately, hasn't got the brains God gave a piss in. And so
okay.
Well, Jeff, the time has come, man. if we want to save our country, we got to get active. And I plan on doing that because my new profession, once I retire from the vending program on June 30th, will be to pick up where Ted Hughes left off. Love that man. He knew how to talk to legislators. I know how to talk to legislators. I've been doing it all my life, advocating, getting bills passed federally and state. And I'm going to use all the knowledge I have to start making things better with Oregon. So people, get out and vote. Put as many Republicans back into office this coming election season, because it's the only hope you got to curtail what the Democrats have done and are still doing to our state. Look at transportation, the Department of Transportation. They're bloated with too many employees that don't do a dang thing, Jeff. They don't do anything to improve things. All they do is sit and make plans on how to make things better. But as far as implementing them, they don't do it. And tolls is another thing. She said the tolls are not dead. She's going to bring it up in the next session. And so if you vote for one dang Democrat this upcoming election season, then you'll be getting what you deserve. And that's
I have to say you're right about that.
And
Mark,
government,
I appreciate you calling in today, and congratulations on being unleashed and untethered.
Hey, I can't wait, Jeff.
It'll be fun.
I know
to
what
watch.
I'm doing. Have a great weekend,
Mark,
Jeff. God bless.
You have a great weekend. Enjoy it. I got to go to Conrad. Conrad, go. You got about a minute.
Good morning, Jeff. I just want to bring up 2 Chronicles 7:14 again. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, prayer, fasting, get on their face in front of God, confess their sins, God promises, if we do this, he will heal our land. It's up to us. It's not the prostitutes on the street. It's not the drug dealers. It's us, the church, the body of Christ.
Yes, and it is.
I ask
Thank you for that reminder.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Back in a moment.
6:48. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, Freedom Friday. Last segment for this week and for today for you to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically, which is what we do on Freedom Friday. And it's really easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Lee writes, the Dems homeless. Democrats say they are in touch with the people. Tell heart-wrenching stories like Homes for the Home. Not homeless. Homes for those that don't want a home. That's why they call them houseless. It's not a home. Because I challenge you to ask a person who lives on the street with respect and concern in your voice if they want a job. And so they can get an apartment and maybe a home. Just be prepared to listen with compassion to their story. The responses I've received vary, but they will take whatever to stick it to the man. If you want more proof, your next question to this lost soul is, who's the man? Giving those who have made a choice to live differently doesn't fix the problem. It just creates another. That's really true.
Tim writes, Revenue Task Force, Monday, the Salem City Revenue Task Force. Now, as much as I want you all to show up at the Political Coffee Clatch Monday night at Sparky's, but we have a great group. We have city council candidates coming to join us, mayoral candidates, and we have a great presentation by Aubrey Ann. Who's she? She's somebody at the Freedom Foundation that is working to make your life better, especially you government employees. Freedom Foundation is having a huge impact that is positive for all of you, all of us. And she's going to have a PowerPoint presentation. She's going to talk about what Freedom Foundation is doing, the great success they've had not only in Oregon, but all across the country, what's happening. This is Monday night, Political Coffee Clatch at Sparky's. The Revenue Task Force is meeting also Monday night at 6:30 in the City Council Chambers. Now, we go from 6 to 8, Political Coffee Clatch. If you care about the Revenue Task Force and them being the vehicle by which the City Council will justify, assuming whoever's mayor, if Julie Hoy doesn't beat Chris Hoy, and people like Celine and Michael Hulselton don't get elected. This is the excuse, the Revenue Task Force, for them to come back with more tax raising ideas. Tim writes, Monday, the 18th, 6:30 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. We need to hold them accountable because they were established to find additional money for the city. Make them represent you. Like Julie Hoy pointed out, folks, there's no coordination between this Revenue Task Force and the Budget Committee. You know, maybe they ought to talk to PacWest Lobby. PacWest Lobby is this great group of influencers that influence not only the legislature. I know these folks well. They lobbied me when I served in the House of Representatives for 8 years. They still do. But they also influence county commissions and city council people. They may help you with your association management. Maybe you're thinking about running for office. PacWest Lobby can help you with all of it because it's what they do. And they lobby across the aisle, but they're also very good at what they do. They get results. Check them out, pwlobby.com. That's PacWest Lobby, pwlobby.com. Let's go to Gary. Go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. Beat UCLA last night.
Yeah, so, they did.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, so when I went and beat my head against the wall down at the legislature, I made a comment to them, and it was funny, I had the video pointed right at them. I made a comment that Oregon should be the richest state in the union with the amount of natural resources we have. And one of the head guy there had this look like the RCA Dalmatian as he, you know, tilted his head and went, what? And I said, and the reason we aren't is because, frankly, because of you. It's exactly the truth, though. This state should be wealthy beyond its dreams if it manages its forests properly. And the problem is that these people don't realize that there may be an end to the length of time that we can sell Chinese junk to the world. And then what happens when Nike and Intel go away? We're in abject poverty.
Yeah, they're the last two Fortune 500 companies that are still in Oregon. Everybody else has left or shut down operations. You're right.
We could and even be. Intel decided not to expand their buildings here and move to Ohio. The short-sightedness of this state is beyond measure, and this latest thing that the Forestry Board passed should put the Forestry Board out of business. What do we need them for if we're going to close our forests?
You're right. We don't need them because all they are is a tool of the radical environmental extremists, a tool that got appointed by Kate Brown on her way out the door.
Exactly.
We knew it, and this is why elections matter. Because if Kate Brown or if Tina Kotek was not governor today, Christine Drazen would be better. Not by a lot, but better, to be sure. Gary, thanks. Go Beavs.
Go Ducks.
Friends, by the way, you should finish reading, and I'll have it on the show plan today, both on Telegram under Political Coffee Clatch. You should finish reading the Oregon Firearms Federation session roundup. They tell you they're very much against Christine Drazen running against former combat Marine James Heeb. Remember, Drazen was not only the most disastrous leader in Oregon's Republican history. She refused to walk out when the Democrats were stomping all over the rights of Oregonians. She regularly voted for their worst bills. She voted twice for tampons in bathrooms of kindergarten boys, and then made the false claim the bill had been changed after she voted for it. It was a lie. She voted to protect one of Tina Kotek's staffers when she was arrested in her Antifa riot. She voted to hamstring the police and ban ropes with loops on their end. And she made the famous and astonishingly stupid deal, they write, with Tina Kotek. You know, about redistricting, which Kotek reneged on. And after Derek Chauvin was falsely convicted of killing drug addict felon George Floyd, she tweeted, Drazen tweeted, guilty, justice is served. She then exposed, kicked Mike Nierman out of the House of Representatives. And she cashed all the money from Oregon Firearms Federation. There's also, by the way, a list that former Marine Representative Yunker listed of all the groups getting your money, all the far left.